Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and listen to what the wonderful messages are for today. And we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves. So here is the magical DC Love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. Sometimes I'm also known as the real DC Love, or at times, just DC Love. So whatever one you choose, I'm good with that. I've had a very crazy journey, and it started off where I watched the Long Island Medium with my niece Kelly. I put an intention out to the universe, I guess. I told my niece Kelly, wow, I would love to do something like that. That looks like so much fun. And the next thing I knew, I had cookies flying off a countertop, my kitchen countertop, and sugar cookies. My cell phone began to text me, and Spirit actually sat upon me to get my attention. So, of course, I had no other choice but to listen. And this propelled me forward on the beautiful path that I'm on. There you go, Jax. He wants his donuts. Sorry, Barbara. So it did propel me onto this beautiful path that I'm on. And I found out that I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer. I'm an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, as well as being an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, an animal communicator, and formerly I was a law enforcement officer. Some of the education that I received, it was done in a non-conventional manner. I've traveled really far. I've traveled to heaven, and sometimes I was there just visiting loved ones, and at other times I was there to really, you know, to attend schools of higher knowledge. And it was amazing because while doing so, it really helped me to see things from a heavenly vantage point. This is where my channeling began, where I first connected with Jesus and Mother Mary, and I did discover, wow, there are higher levels of consciousness as well as healing on a soul's level. This for me was sudden. It was unexpected. It changed the course of my life forever. I did discover that I had an amazing connection with the spirit world, and since that time, I've never looked back. I continue now to serve and protect, but I traded in my 357, and now I offer angelic love instead. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and we cannot forget the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. She and I connected while she was in a coma. At that time, she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It did take me quite a while to realize how truly divine my connection with Joan is. She's left the door open. Those on the other side continually walk through it. And my chance encounter with her has given me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source, as well as the ability to relate and work with clients that are worldwide and from all walks of life. My journey has been anything but normal, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I've taken my abilities now to radio to really connect with a wider audience and bring my unique brand of divine messages and healing to people at regular intervals. And my purpose is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. Love is what I do. Love is what I listen to. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. And I was trying not to laugh, Barbara, as I was telling everyone a little bit about myself, because Little Jackson seems to be the doorman for those that walk through that door. And he just says hello to everyone as they come through.
How wonderful.
Last week he said, hello, Ryan. He had just gotten up from a nap and he looked over. Hello, Ryan. I'm like, okay. Somebody else has gone through the door.
Oh, how wonderful. Well, I am the sleep-deprived Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. So I only had 2 hours of sleep, so if I doze off, DC, wake me up. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate releasing technique practitioner, an Akashic Records technique practitioner, a conscious channel, spiritual energy healer, speaker, and author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my wisdom from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and future opportunities. I help them let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many, many, many years of questioning and seeking truth, I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. So now I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes a session with me a safe place because nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. And you can learn more about me or DC Love by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page and you will find Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to her Facebook page. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There's lots and lots of information there. And you may just find what you've been looking for. So, DC, what kind of messages do you have for us today?
Well, Barbara, the first thing I'd like to say, if I knew you were up, I would have invited you over because I think I had 4 hours of sleep. I was up and I was baking banana bread.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't ask me why, but I was up baking banana bread. Then I made myself a nice cup of French roast coffee, and I was just connecting with spirit. I mean, for me, it's the time where, you know, the world is sleeping and spirit is having a party, you know. So I was making making banana bread, chatting on Facebook, connecting with spirit. For some reason, I feel okay right now. So I don't know about later, but I'm fine. And Ryan, you know, you've connected with Ryan and been with us, you know, on shows and in group meetings and everything, and he just wanted to let everyone know. He's saying, come on, guys, let's not play pin the tail on the donkey. With the issues you're having, get to the root cause with DC and Barbara Grace Reynolds. Morning with Jesus, you know, is going to be great today. Are you facing a roadblock? These ladies are here to help. Say, ooh-zah, and call Morning with Jesus. And I'll be listening in with the sun god Ra, and he really is because it was raining here, Barbara. It was dark, and now the sun is shining. It's so amazing, so, so amazing. And he's asking, Barbara, like, why is it that you didn't sleep? Is there any particular reason?
I really don't know. I couldn't figure it out.
Well, he's wondering because he was noticing that people are having trouble sleeping lately, you know, and he's saying, you know, if you're not getting the sleep that you really need, and some of you, like he's saying, some of us are having nightmares, he's recommending that we get ourselves a dream catcher because he's saying, like, it'll filter out all the bullshit, and you could smudge it every few weeks with sage. So do you have a dream catcher, Barbara?
No, I don't.
Yeah, so Ryan is really into, like, the dream catchers. So that was his advice to people. And he was talking about all different things last night, and I was just putting it on Facebook. And he just wanted to tell, like, those people that, like, are empaths, he's saying, you know what, guys, I don't want to seem like Captain Obvious, but you guys are like sponges. Do yourself a solid, he's saying, and get some hematite, black tourmaline, and clear quartz. And that really does help, like, with people that need help with, you know, like, I guess deflecting, like, others' energy, the ones that don't know how to protect their own energy yet, maybe beginners. Ooh, excuse me. Jackson, go in the other room with that, honey. Come on, too loud. Take it in the other room. Go ahead. I thought I hit all the toys, Barbara. He's riding his truck there. Oh, my goodness. Stay in there. No, no. Come on, stay in there. You have to sit, okay? Look at, watch. Dinosaurs are on. Sorry about that. That's what it is when you have a three-year-old grandson around. But I have a message from Jesus. He's saying, blessings, beloved ones. You have consciously chosen to be here at this time, and each of you makes such a positive difference in the world. It is now time to look at life with a new and bright outlook. You create your reality. Allow your divine team to help raise your vibration and empower you. When you focus on your goals, you will notice other issues resolve themselves. You are supported by the universe, and it always serves your highest good. Each of you are part of a powerful, unlimited source of energy. Turn on your light and shine brightly. Your celestial guides are gently nudging you to meditate and reflect on your soul purpose. Jackson, what did Grammy say, honey? Hold visions of your future as the angels are assisting you at this time, and be patient and work towards your greatest dreams. Infinite abundance is always available to you. Trust that your needs will be met, and the more that you love and approve of yourself, the better your life will become. Some situations or circumstances in your life may be coming to an end, as they make room for new opportunities. Do not fear these endings, as they will lead to opportunities and blessings. And please, let go of that which no longer serves you, because you are aligning with your soul's purpose. Use your passion as a way of serving others and carrying out your light-working mission, and release any outdated negative thoughts and beliefs, as they no longer are serving you. Beloveds, follow your dreams and follow them with determination. Take time for yourself to relax and to rejuvenate. Connect with loved ones and bring more balance and harmony into your relationships. This will help you to resolve issues and maintain peace. My computer is just going crazy here, Barb. It looks like popcorn. I don't know what's going on. Oh, my goodness. Something's going on. Live your life with grace and joy. Self-understanding is your biggest motivation and your highest calling. Do not live in the past. Nostalgia does have its place, but it is time now to focus on the present. You are a visionary. Allow your future visions to come true. You have the power to bring great things into your life. Trust in this divine process. It's called life. Everything is happening in divine right order, and you have the ability to make the world a better place. I love you, Jesus. And Barbara, that's what I have. In between going crazy with Jackson, that's about it. It's as good as it gets, Ryan is saying for today.
Okay, well, let's see what I'm getting now. Let's see if I can get messages while I'm asleep. No, I can, because I do. Here we go. Beloved, we want to take this opportunity to say to each and every one of you, wake up. That is why you are here. That is your whole purpose in life. You are here to wake up to who you truly are. You are here to wake up to the Creator within you, to the power within you, to the abilities within you. You are here to wake up. So stop sleeping through your life. Wake up. There is no reason why you should be asleep while you are going through the things you are going through. It is time for you to be conscious of what you are doing, what you are saying, who you are being, what you are feeling. Because when you are conscious of those, then you are actively making a choice about what it is that is being created in your reality. And that only happens if you wake up. So we are taking advantage of this opportunity, and we are saying to Barbara Grace and to all of the listeners today, wake up. It's time. Okay. I'm awake now.
And I'm laughing because on the cartoon that Jackson is watching presently, it just said, wake up, Jack. I've been getting those kind of weird synchronicities like all week. I don't know if Ryan is playing with my mind or what, but every time I get a thought from something else, I hear it on the television. It's been hysterical.
Oh, my. That is funny.
Yeah.
Okay, we have come to the part of the show now where people can ask questions. So if you have called in and you have a question or you would like a message, don't forget to press the number 1 so that that lovely symbol appears on my studio board. Otherwise, you are just listening and we will not talk to you. So if you want to talk to us, you must press the number 1. Okay. No one is pressing the number 1. Ah, there we go. I've got a 1. Yay! All right. I feel like I'm drugged. I don't know if I sound like that or not.
Oh, my goodness. I think you've been, you know, you're partying on the other side there. You've been traveling at night, and you've been really partying it up, Barbara.
You know, I was having weird dreams about needing to put a child in a plastic bag so they could be picked up and taken to school. Now, I don't understand that at all. I don't put children in plastic bags.
Oh, my God.
But
children can be really messy. Maybe they were messy children that they needed to be all contained.
No, I don't understand. It was just very peculiar. Okay, let's go to our caller from area code 901. Hi, who's this?
This is Chandler.
Hi, Chandler. Very nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, it's a little more southern than y'all's, but that's okay.
Hey, that works for us.
Good. You do understand me, right?
Of course we do.
Yes, you know, my first co-host in 2014 was southern, and at the end of the show, I'd say, y'all come back now, you hear? So, yeah, I do understand. Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, I was just wondering if there was a message for me.
Awesome. There's always a message. My goodness. I thank you, you know, for calling in, Chandler. Okay. What am I getting? Okay, well, Ryan's coming in, and he's wondering why you're not going with the flow. Because he wants you to go with the flow, Chandler, and see where it takes you. Don't be afraid. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he knows that, you know, life doesn't have an owner's manual. Okay, so you've got to trust us. You've got to go with the flow. And, you know, if we worry a little bit too much, we're going to take the fun out of the journey. Okay? So he's asking you actually to think a little bit bigger than you're thinking. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, does that make sense to you? Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. I've got some energy that blocks that I live with.
Okay. Well, we're going to take care of that energy. That's not a problem. You know, because you did read what Ryan had me put onto Facebook, that if you had a block, of course, you know, if you had a roadblock, and that was sort of like a roadblock, these ladies are here to help, so we're here. Okay, so you've got to maintain your energy a little bit more. And I'm getting, like, the energy around the home does not feel as calm and relaxed either as it should be, okay?
Right.
So Ryan is saying, you know, like, he was talking about dream catchers and different things, but he was also talking about sage. Do you sage your house at all?
I have not, but I've talked about doing it, so I need to go get some.
Yeah, well, he's talking about you saging your house and do it, you know, like, do it at least once a week. Okay?
Okay.
And he wants you to get a little bit of rose quartz, like pieces of rose quartz, and, you know, put them, you know, throughout your home, because this is going to help to bring, you know, that loving energy around the home. And he's also talking about one of the stones that he, you know, he had me post earlier, black tourmaline, because it's a protective crystal as well. Okay? And just ask Ryan, what I want you to do, if you have the black, if you have them or if you have to get them, the black tourmaline and the rose quartz, when you get them, ask Ryan, and he will guide you to where he wants you to put them, okay?
Okay.
Okay. But he's saying, you know, like, you know, he's seen that you had some difficult times, and he's saying, relax, you know. You know, things are changing, and change can be a good thing, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And he's showing me that the angels are surrounding you. There's so much light. There's so much love, Chandler. And they're asking that you maintain an attitude of gratitude, okay?
Right.
And when you do, you know, you're going to see how things manifest so much more quickly, okay?
Okay.
And Ryan is also calling in like the relationship angels. Okay, he's saying that you need some healing, you know, in this department, you know. Okay, so
yeah.
Okay, so with these beautiful angels, there's Archangel Gabriel as well, because you're a little bit sensitive in regard to communication. Okay.
Mhm.
And you know the angels are going to help with that, and of course you know this is Morning with Jesus, so we do have Jesus stepping forward. And he's offering, you know, guidance and healing as well, okay?
Wonderful.
And he just wants you to, you know, have faith in, you know, the miracles of love, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And don't worry about the, you know, the situation, right? Instead, it can get a little crazy, but it's okay. I'm getting that you should, do you sit quietly and just, you know, go within and listen?
Oh, I do.
Okay, because I feel like as you're, you know, you're listening and you're breathing and you're saying, ooh, you're getting the answers, you know, through your thoughts, your feelings, your visions. And then that's going to help you to, you know, to really to do what you have to do next, okay?
Right.
But I'm getting Ryan saying, you know, truth be told, he's saying, Chandler, something, you know, is not really being shown to you. He's saying, you know, what is it that you really feel about this situation that you called in about? You know, are you really seeing it for the, you know, for the situation that it really is? You've got to allow yourself to feel everything, okay? It might be, you know, it might also be someone else involved that, you know, is hiding a little bit of something here or there, okay? And when I say, you know, someone else, if someone comes to mind immediately, that could be because they're holding on to something because they have a fear of their own, okay?
Right.
And sometimes we could be afraid of conflict. Are you like a people pleaser?
I used to be. I'm a recovering people pleaser.
Okay, because I heard people pleaser. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, just, you've got to sit there, like I said, close your eyes, breathe, say, ooh, get into that, like, comfort zone, and allow yourself to really receive the guidance that is needing, okay? And Ryan said, she's pretty smart. You really can feel your body when your body is trying to tell you something, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So he's, you know, you've got to trust what you feel in your gut, okay?
Yeah.
And this help you to connect with like-minded, you know, souls as well, okay?
Okay.
What else is he showing me? Okay. And he just wants you to really, you know, do something that makes you happy. Is there anything that really interests you, that makes you feel good? You know, that you want some kind of hobby or something, an activity?
Well, yeah, I play tennis.
Beautiful. Okay, well, that, you know, that would be wonderful because it helps you to just think about something else, but also you're going to get ideas on, you know, what to do spiritually as well. Okay?
Okay.
So that's really good. Okay?
Okay.
So what I'm getting now, Ryan is just saying you do need a little bit of healing in regard to, you know, to relationships and, you know, being able to speak your truth.
Yeah.
Okay, and that'll help, okay? And he's also asking that you not focus on the problem. Instead, you know, focus on a solution, okay?
Right.
And if there's any kind of misunderstandings, there's any kind of confusion, you know, it's really going to be beneficial if you can clear it up as soon as you can, okay?
Oh, yes, I realize that. It's someone who lives in the past and keeps bringing up all negative stuff.
Okay, yeah, I mean, it doesn't help, you know?
No. Nope.
Okay. Well, I'm getting right in the sin. He wants you to just relax, because you're calling in now, and we're going to help you out, and you're going to have, you know, a better emotional feeling about all of this, you know, when we do the little bit of healing here, Chandler, and things are going to be on the upswing for you, okay? And he wants you to just focus on the good stuff. Okay, he's asking that you focus on all the good stuff in life. And with that being said, now I'm going to turn you over to Barbara for a little bit of healing, Chandler. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
God bless, hon.
Okay, Chandler, we are going to do some dear innate statements, and they will always start with the words, dear innate. I will make the statement, and then you will repeat everything that I have said.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Okay. And
right.
Some of it may not make sense to you when I say it, but I want you to repeat it anyway. Because one of the things we're going to be doing is clearing the energy around situations in your life. And so when we are clearing the energy around the situation, we are releasing the situation. Now, this doesn't mean that we're, pushing people out of our lives or anything like that. This is all about the energy. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I take back my power.
Would you please repeat it? I couldn't hear you.
Okay. Dear innate, I take back my power.
Dear innate, I take back my power.
Dear innate, I am only responsible for me.
Dear innate, I am only responsible for me.
Dear innate, no one else runs my life.
Dear innate, no one else runs my life.
Dear innate, no one else controls me.
Dear innate, no one else controls me.
Dear innate, I make the decisions about my life.
Dear innate, I make the decision to live my life.
About my life, yeah, okay.
About my life, sorry.
That's okay. Dear innate, I choose to be free.
Dear innate, I choose to be free.
Dear innate, I release the ties of the past.
Dear innate, I release the ties of the past.
Dear innate, I release the energies that are not mine.
Dear innate, I release the energies that are not mine.
Dear innate, I choose to move forward in my own life.
Dear innate, I choose to move forward with my own life.
Dear innate, I love and accept myself.
Dear innate, I love and accept myself.
Now I want you to take a nice deep, deep breath. How does that feel?
It feels good. You want me to break out in song? I feel good.
The way that you should.
Exactly.
Well, actually, I want you to break out in a different song.
Okay.
The song I want you to break out in is I'm So Excited. And I want you to come up with a phrase that goes with that saying, the one that they're giving me for you is, I'm so excited, I am moving forward in my life.
There you go. I am so excited, I am moving forward in my life.
And
my theme song is, I've got the music in me.
Well, when you say your I'm so excited phrase, you might want to dance. It helps if you move your body, because then you're releasing energies that have been trapped in there. And just say it over and over for a few minutes, at least 5 times a day, and just let that energy fill you so that you are truly excited to be moving forward in your life.
Yes.
And then that is what the universe is going to help you to create more of.
Okay. Sounds awesome.
It is awesome. It really is.
Thank y'all so much.
You're so
welcome.
And stay in touch with us, Chandler. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank Ryan for me, too.
Yep. He's giving you a thumbs up there. Take care.
Okay. All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and I am reminding people once again, if you have a question or you'd like a message, don't forget to press the number 1 so that I will click on you because you have called in. Otherwise, you will just get to listen. And I'm still waiting.
And Ryan is saying, people now, they're stuck in the mud. Just call in. We're going to help you here.
Apparently they're calling, but they're still not stepping up and pressing that number 1.
Come on, guys, do yourself a solid. It's going to be awesome. Just press number 1 and let us know what's going on. The universe will take care of the rest. Just you have to press the number 1, though.
Okay, here we go. Area
okay.
904. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Corinne, or Tink.
Okay, what did you say your name was?
It's Corinne, or Tink.
Corinne.
Hi,
okay.
Corinne.
Hi.
What's going on today?
What can we do for you today?
I just wanted just general information on the situation that I'm in currently. If anything would be helpful, really.
Okay. Okay, well, the first thing that I'm getting is I'm sort of seeing, like, these blocks around you, Corinne, and
mm-hmm.
it's nothing that you did, okay?
Okay.
But you are growing. You're growing spiritually, and, you know, you're growing stronger. You're expanding. And I'm getting, like, you know, like, you have this amazing light. But then I see, like, others around you, they're trying to almost, like to dampen that light a little bit, okay? And
yes.
just, you know, keep shining brightly. There's nothing to be afraid of, okay?
Okay.
Don't
okay.
allow, you know, others... Or, you know, other, like, lifetimes that you have lived, because I'm getting, there's others, too, around you that are trying to dampen your light, but through the other lifetimes that you've lived, it's sort of, you know, you have that fear going with you as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and just, you know, send those that are around you, send them love, and make sure that you have boundaries, and know that you're safe, okay?
Okay.
Okay, because that was, like, the first thing that I saw. Okay.
Yeah, my safety is, like, the main issue I'm feeling right now.
Okay. And Ryan is saying, like, why are you settling, you know, in regard to what you want in life? Okay? He's saying you really don't have to settle. You can have what you want out of life. I know it sounds too good to be true, but you can have what you're wanting. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
And he's saying, you've got to realize, he's saying, you're not on the same page as a lot of people that you connect with. And you're not meant to be on the same page, okay? Sometimes he's saying, girlfriend, you're not even on the same chapter, okay?
Yeah.
So
yes.
you've got, and he's saying, Corinne, I call a spade a spade. And he's saying, you know what, don't let these negative energies bother you, okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Oh, it makes a lot of sense.
Do you? Okay, I'm just trying to see what else I'm getting, you know, here. Okay, so I do have Mother Mary coming in as well. And she's, you know, she's trying to, She's surrounding you with this beautiful, beautiful, you know, love. There's light and love, and it's really illuminating around you. And this is, you know, love that is unconditional love. Okay, she's wanting to help you to have compassion for yourself and to really love yourself. And the more you can do that, the more you're going to shine, the more you're going to illuminate, and you're going to grow, okay?
Okay.
So she's trying to give you like a, she's saying you're looking at the little picture. Try to see, you know, the whole picture, okay? You're only seeing like parts of things. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that makes sense. I think I get lost in looking at the small picture, and then that fear kind of kicks me in.
Okay.
And
what
it kind of keeps me.
Okay.
It feels like it keeps me there for some reason.
And she wants you to help to connect with your soul's longing, okay? And she's saying part of that mission is to help others, Corinne. You have a very beautiful connection with the animals. You have a beautiful connection with the environment. And you really are here. You're a bright light in this world. Have you been thinking about maybe studying something different?
Yes, but it's like it keeps going like back and forth. I want to work with children, but then I feel like I might be feel freer if it was with like dogs, like at the Humane Society or something like that. I wanted to really like make things because I'm great with my hands.
Okay.
So it's like I really want to.
The angels are here, and they're going to help you with all of this, okay? But the first thing you have to do is you have to follow your heart. And if there's choices, you know, before you, you've got to feel how each possible choice makes you feel within, okay?
Okay.
And, I mean, if it's something you're wondering about, it's going to feel peaceful within. It's going to feel warm. It's going to feel wonderful, okay? If it's a choice that you should really, you know, go after, okay? Archangel Raphael, our healing angel, is here. He's with so many other, you know, divine healers. And they, along with Barbara, are giving you this beautiful energetic healing today, okay?
Okay.
Have you had any kind of issues with your health at all?
I think so, a little bit. I've been having a lot of, a few issues. I know one, I don't sleep like I should.
Well, Ryan talked earlier about dream catchers. Do you have a dream catcher?
Yeah, I have one on my wrist that I keep.
So it's even, like, right over your bed, okay?
Okay.
I'm getting, you know, like, there's something that you really don't really want to, like, sort of, like, talk about in regard to health, and you really should, okay?
Okay.
I'm getting, you know, there's going to be a lot of support for you, a lot of love. What about what you're eating and drinking? Are you getting, you know, the right nutrients and different things?
No, not at all.
Yeah, I didn't feel you were. And Ryan is saying, girlfriend, he's saying, do yourself a solid. Like, watch what you're doing because he sees you rushing around and he's saying you're going to get hurt, okay? You've got to watch.
Okay.
So be careful with that, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, he's saying, you know, get back to the basics. You got to, you know, you got to sleep, you know, enough where you feel well rested. You've got to exercise. You've got to eat healthy, you know. And he's saying you don't have to go crazy. Just take small positive steps forward, okay?
Okay.
And then you're going to be able to stick with them, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so I'm getting guided now to turn you. He's asking that I turn you now over to Barbara, hon, for some healing, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, we are going to do some of those wonderful Dear Innate statements for you. So just repeat after me. Dear Innate, I release the fear.
Dear Innate, I release fear.
Dear Innate, I allow myself to have clarity.
Dear Innate, I allow myself to have clarity.
Dear Innate, I no longer get bogged down in details.
Dear Innate, I no longer get bogged down in the details.
hearing aid I am stepping out in my life.
Hearing aid, I am stepping out in my life.
Hearing aid, I create my reality.
Hearing aid, I create my reality.
Hearing aid, no one has power over me.
Hearing aid, no one has power over me.
Hearing aid, I take back all of my power.
Hearing aid, I take back all of my power.
Hearing aid, I release all of the energy that is not mine.
Hearing aid, I release all the energy that is not mine.
Hearing aid, I see the good in me.
Hearing aid, I see the good in me.
Hearing aid, it is my time to shine.
Hearing aid, it is my time to shine.
Hearing aid, I completely love and accept myself.
Hearing aid, I completely love and accept myself.
Hearing aid, I let go of the past.
Hearing aid, I let go of the past.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Much better. I know I was lost and I just needed to find my little way. Thank you.
So let's see what your I'm so excited statement is supposed to be. Oh, it has to do with. Okay, your statement is, I am so excited. I know where I'm going.
I am so excited. I know where I'm going.
And say that at least 5 different times a day. And say it several times and, you know, put on music and dance and move and really feel the excitement, because the feeling is the important part of it. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You are so welcome, sweetheart. Let us know how it goes.
Okay, thank you. You guys have an awesome day.
You too. God bless.
Okay, thank you too, Ryan.
He
says you're welcome.
Sending you a big hug, hon. He loves your energy. God bless.
Okay, DC. It looks like we are done for the day. I guess they decided we need a light day since I'm not really awake.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. And Ryan just showed me a beautiful dream catcher. I really think you need one. And this one has the most amazing colored feathers, Barbara. It's so beautiful.
I used
really,
to have
really beautiful.
One, but I haven't had one for years.
Yeah, well, I think it's time that you get one, he's saying. I mean, these colors on this dream catcher look like the colors of the rainbow. I mean, they're magnificent. Yeah, they're so beautiful. So he's just suggesting, do yourself a solid, Barbara. You know, you help everybody else. He wants you to help yourself and get this amazing dream catcher.
Okay. I will allow the perfect dream catcher to come to me.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I didn't even know that we were having a guest host today. How do you like that?
He's been around pretty much since he passed.
Yeah,
so
yeah. He really
now
has.
Than he used to be.
Yeah, and Barbara, I actually have pictures that I took with my camera around my house. So, I mean, you could see, like, you know, different things in the house. So he really has been here. And like I said, Jackson had just gotten up from a nap and he just said hello to him, you know. So it's really funny. Yeah, and Jackson just, he's like the little doorman here in my house, I guess. You know, for those on the other side, he announces them.
Well, I think that's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, you get back to sleep. Get yourself some rest.
I think I will. Thank you
for, you know, connecting today and helping everyone. And I look forward to connecting on. Yeah. Do you want to say hi to Auntie Barbara?
Granny.
Say hi, Auntie Barbara.
Hi, Ruth. Hi, Auntie
Barbara.
Hi.
Hi,
Auntie Barbara.
I love you.
I love
he
you,
says,
Jackson.
He says, everybody, I love you, but he says, I love you, Jax.
He's working on getting it down.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Jackson, our show was very short today, and you've destroyed a room in like, oh, my gosh, how many minutes?
Gives
unbelievable.
You what it's doing.
Yes. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us, and I hope those that listened last week will, I mean, today will get the courage next time to just, you know, press number one and connect with us. My goodness.
And I'm sure
because
they will.
Saying, you know what, you've got to realize that, you know, Barbara in D.C., they hit the nail on the head with everyone that called in.
Yeah.
So, and I feel
that's
we did.
We
hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he wants us, you know, to be there for everyone, and we are. We're going to be there for whomever needs us. And he had me connect with one beautiful woman, but the only thing was there was a 12-hour time difference, so I was connecting with her at 2 in the morning.
Oh, my.
And, Ryan, you know what? You've got to realize, brother, that there is – we still have time here, unfortunately, you know? So try to make it, like, a little bit closer to my time.
Oh,
but it's all good. Thank you so much, Barbara. God bless everyone. Have a great day.
Yes. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye-bye.